Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Verde. Let's do it.
Okay, now I think we can play a fun little game where we play Put Your Finger Down on mom content creator stuff and just see what little gems and stories may arise based on a lot of the things that my followers were asking Katie's followers. Like, we can just go and see all the things that we might have synergy around. Okay, you don't have to really put your finger down if you don't want to, but you totally can. But let's just do it. Let's get into it. Put your finger down if you originally underestimated how much work it was going to be to be a mom content creator.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Maybe we just raise our hands because I feel like, how many hours do you think a week do you like? Yeah. How many hours do you think that you actually spend in a day, in a week, on actual content creation?
It depends on the day. It really depends on the day. If I have an ad due and I also have to push out content that day, realistically, see, I don't even know. I don't
track it. It's hard to gauge.
It's so hard to gauge.
Like, I go by my like screen time. Like, you know how you get the report?
No,
don't like, that's how much I worked that week.
Look at that.
It's wild because even like social media before was like, I would use it for fun. But now if I'm opening my app, it's work. Like for me, like I'm not checking on my friends. I'm like in and I'm out. I'm doing what I got to do. And it's still a ton of hours. And it's every waking hour that's usable. Like you said earlier, Morgan, it's nap time. It's after bed. It's then you're working. And you got to consistently show up for yourself. It is not for the week. I will repeat, if you want to make money in this industry and make it a career, it is consistency. It is hard work. Not to complain. It's work that we're all choosing to do because there's the risk, like is less than the reward. But at the same time, it's like, it's a lot. It's more than I've ever worked in my entire career. And I've been like manager, VP of companies. I'm doing more right now, consistently.
Most I've ever worked.
Yeah. It's like, it's a lot. Okay. Put a finger down if you're comfortable with describing yourself as an influencer. I cringe, right?
I'm like a happy, like I'm more, I don't know.
But
here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think like I'm more comfortable with it now. I don't love the word because I am more like, I am a content creator, I feel, but I know by proof that I influence people's decisions.
Yeah.
And so I have to also, I think it's important for me to acknowledge that I am in a position of influence and to take it seriously. So I think being an influencer is, I'm like kind of half about it because I know that I'm influential.
Yeah.
But I don't love the term because of the stigma, but then I'm like, whatever, I'm an influencer. Yeah, sure.
Like, I feel like let's take the power back for that word. Cause I feel like originally word and what it was like it's meant so something. Cringy. It's so cringy, but like, it's
cringy. Yeah.
But it is what we're doing, but it's like,
but it is like at the end of the day, like if you say I use this product and people buy it, you're an influencer.
Yeah.
Like, you're that's 100%.
Yeah. 100%.
People's decisions. They're consumer decisions. That's a lot of power. I feel
it is.
Like you have to know that you are going to influence somebody. So you have to kind of like know that, you know, but the term is
We're taking the power back. Twin influencers is the new thing. I love it. Okay. Put your finger down if your husband has ever been annoyed by something you posted or wanted him to do. Mine has.
Mine's game forever. Ever.
Yeah.
But really mine's like, he's a public figure. Like he's a musician. So he's, he's always
he has a reputation to protect.
Yeah. He's like, Lord, he's like,
has a brand.
This is not cool. No, he's more like, he's a good drummer. So he's always been in the background. He's way more shy than I am. Like oddly enough, even though he's like a performer of thousands or whatever you say, but the reason why I made a dad character because he was like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, I'm not going to be in these videos. Yeah. It's like, all right, then I'll just play myself. But yeah, you'll rarely see
which
him.
Which actually makes the content the best.
Better. I was like, so good. It makes it even better. Mm-hmm. Okay. Put a finger down if you've ever been recognized in public. How did that feel? Like, how did that go? Because I think people were curious, like, what that, do you, is this like a thing that comes outside of your little screen? You know what I mean? Like being in the real world, is that something that happens? Tell me about the story of y'all.
Okay. It's funny because most of my audience is in the US because I'm an American accent and because there's just way more people on TikTok there. But it's crazy the reach you have within your community is wild.
Yes.
Like we get recognized all the time, truly all the time. And I think like I've gotten more used to it, but like it used to make me really uncomfortable. Like my initial reaction was like, ooh, like, you know everything about me. I'm like, I don't know you. And like, it's weird. You're like, all of a sudden you start like playing back in your head. Like, oh my God,
you've
what does this person
me in
know
my
about
bra
me?
And underwear.
Like it used to make me feel weird. Like I was just like, oh, this feels really like voyeurist, like vibes. Like, you know, I was just like, oh no. Like I felt like I actually really preferred the separation between my real life and the virtual thing. I really like, and so when you would meet people, it would kind of like, whoa, like it would be like, this is like crazy. Like, can't believe this is like really happening right now. But I've kind of gotten used to it. And actually, like, I went to the beach the other day and there was like a really cute little boy and he was similar age to the twins. And they started just naturally playing together. And then the mom, you could tell she felt awkward.
Yeah.
She was like, I was like, oh, like, what's your name? Like, whatever, just being normal, like playing at the beach. And she's like, oh, like, I know you. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, that's okay. Like, she's like, this is weird. She's like, I follow you on TikTok. I'm like, oh, awesome. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So it's kind of like, it's whatever. Harry loves it. He thinks it's great.
I love that Harry loves it. I freaking love that Harry loves it.
I'm definitely more weird about it.
Yeah, like,
I'm
like, oh, it's a bit
weird. But it is fun too.
It's fun.
When,
it's
when you
cool.
meet other moms, it's really nice. Like, I've met so many, like, when I was traveling, like I was in London for a little while and I had a twin mom who was like, oh my God, like you helped me so much. Like my twins are 4 months old now. Like you're like such an inspiration to me. And she's like, I would love to meet you. And I was like, really? And so like, I went to the park with this lady from like a different country who was like, just wanted to meet me.
I think I saw that video.
Yeah. And I got to hold her babies and we had so many good chats. And it was really funny because I was connecting with this woman online and then Harry was like, not okay with it. Like, he was like, this could be a setup. Like, you have to be really careful. Like, he was like, this is scary to me. And like, he wanted to know like LinkedIn's, like he wanted to know all the info, like he was going to like hire a PI for this lady. And I was just like, it feels right to me. Like, I was like, I don't know. I just feel like she's being really genuine. And we did, and like, then we did start doing a Google search on her. And I was like, I feel right about it. I'm like, and I was like, I'm going to meet her in a public place. It's going to be fine. But then you do have to take that into consideration.
Right.
Like, So,
yeah, you're accessible now. I totally resonates. Morgan, like, what was your story like or your experience? I'm sure you do a lot. I feel like.
Yeah, I think it's so fun. I love meeting everyone who follows me. What's funny is a lot of the time when I'm with the kids, I will get comments later that day on my video saying, I saw you guys out and about, but I saw you with the kids. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. And I appreciate that so much. Like, there's a lot of people that came up to like me, especially if like me and Leah are out together or like,
oh yeah,
Home Depot to get some stuff for our backyard project. And the girl who was helping me knew who we were. And I was like, I was telling her, I was like, yeah, I'm getting turf for my twin toddlers. They're like super
running. She's like, I already measured it for you.
And she was like, oh, trust me, I know. I follow you. Oh my gosh. Like, that is so cool. That's so funny. Like, thank you for saying hello. And what's crazy though is like, I get recognized more from my TikTok or my YouTube subscribers than TikTok or Instagram.
YouTube is like the goal. Like, I feel like YouTube is like a different world.
I feel like, why does YouTube feel like a mountain to climb? Like, I'm like, I know I should do it.
You really should. Like, I just want to grow on them. Like, we'll get, like, I think YouTube, like if I could go back, I would spend all my effort on YouTube. I just think like it's the most consistent, reliable, long-term. Would you say?
You get paid the most.
And you get paid. Like, they pay you for just existing.
Right.
Like, they just put ads on your page and they pay you it.
As a creator,
right, like you don't have to make the ad.
You don't have to.
But like, is that how it works?
YouTube, it's consistent. you know what you'll get.
Wow.
I haven't gotten to the place where I can monetize, but like, that's the goal. Like, I feel like it's easier to grow on TikTok. It's like whatever on Instagram, but also yeah. these platforms are like, I don't know if viable for, like, I don't know what the hell they're going to be in 10 years. YouTube, I know that people use that as like TV. My son does not watch TV. He watches YouTube. I just know it's going to be around for a while.
Interesting.
So I just think that's the goal. Speaking of money though, like, I feel like definitely every platform has its like its thing. I think TikTok followers are worth a little bit less than Instagram followers. I'm not really sure. I just feel like if you have the same number of followers on each, but how much, like, were you ever surprised about how much you've been paid for, Brent? What's the most you've ever made for one single post? I can go first. Mine was $3,500. And one time
that's
it was
great. That's fantastic.
I think that's decent. Really good. I mean, you guys have more followers.
Badass.
Okay.
But it's interesting.
It's awesome.
Okay. It's a good amount of money.
Yeah.
I will say that I thought that like all of them would have been like, it's anyways, what are y'all's?
And very inconsistent.
Very inconsistent. Like
it's
you
so inconsistent.
It's so inconsistent.
Yeah. The most I've had deals where I post more than once that have
yeah.
been really good.
Yeah.
Which are my favorite kind.
Yeah.
So like, I think the biggest like deal I signed was for 15,000, but that's like it's like multiple post, but like,
yeah.
that's the best like deal that I've signed, like partnership that I've signed. And
yeah.
then for one single post, which those are the ideal ones. Like, I think people don't realize, like, I prefer to work with a brand consistently
yeah.
and like have like, you know what I mean? And you get paid less per post probably that
yeah.
way, but like, ideally, we want consistency on our pages and we want consistency with brands. Like, I
yeah.
like to align with brands. I don't like to, I find it really actually a lot more work to try to understand a product for an ad than to just have a product that I love and use
yes.
and then continue to share it.
Yes.
So I think like those are like the bread and butter, those ones where you're just like, I love this product and I'm like partnering with the brand, like, for future.
Yeah.
But I think for one post, the most was 4.6 thousand.
Yeah. That's dope. That's dope though.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I think
like,
it's so dope. I'm like, what? Really?
You're
like
dude,
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm well, like, really? Are you sure?
Like when you get paid, like just a fat chunk of change.
You're just like, wait, what?
For that? You're like,
I used to work in hospitality. I was a manager
right.
at a hotel and my salary was like $45,000 a year and I lived on my own.
Yeah,
like,
which is very typical, right?
Yeah. And now I'll make, so my biggest was like Katie said, like the ongoing ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I've had this brand deal with this one brand. I think we're like going on 5 months now.
Nice.
The contract. And as a whole, it's been like a $35,000 deal.
Bye. Get it, Morgan. Get it, Morgan.
You know what I think all the time? You know what I think all the time?
What? That was like
when I worked in the hotel.
Yeah.
Like I worked from dusk till dawn. And like
yeah.
as a mom, like I still do that. And it's a different kind of work. But like
yeah.
to be able to make an income for my family, like what
mm-hmm.
a salary, you know? And so to be able to have this and to save and to like plan for
so our grateful.
Family, so grateful.
It's huge. And like, it's something
it's massive.
I'm grateful for. And just.
Because again, it's not like, I think we probably all have similar ideas about this. Like personally, I have been like, Harry is the breadwinner of our family.
Yeah.
And I just feel this. And I was very excited to be a stay-at-home mom. Like that was what I was so excited to do. I'm very okay with the balance in our, you know, financial power dynamic. It's very healthy for us. Like I was very, but there is just something about it. Like that
yeah.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm like providing for our family, not only by being like a really like hands-on mom this long-term and like keeping them with me majority of the time, but also somehow at the same time, like helping provide for the family,
yes.
like financially. It's like, there is just no, it's, I'm so grateful. I feel so lucky. I, every single day, I can't believe this is my life. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe it. I still can't believe it. I'm like, this is the hugest opportunity. I'm working hard, but I do feel very lucky.
Yes.
Like I feel very
yeah.
privileged.
Yes.
It's so, and it has nothing to do with the social currency or being famous. It has nothing
no.
to do with that.
No,
it really is the like we get to be great moms, and we also get to like have that satisfaction of putting our family in a place financially that's helpful and taking that burden off of our husbands, our partners.
No, exactly.
Like, that's huge.
I think about us all the time. Like, we want to get, Nathan wants to get out of the military, right?
Yeah.
And course. Like, when you leave the military, you're starting from scratch. Did it?
Yeah.
Like, you lose your benefits.
And that's scary.
Income, you lose your housing. You lose like, well, I mean, we own our own house, but like, you still get a stipend, right?
Right.
You literally start from scratch. So to have an opportunity like this, to take that edge off of my husband to where he feels like he can finally get to pursue what he wants outside of the military, because I earned this over the last few years that he was in, you know? And like, I feel this just like gratitude and just like happiness that I get to do this for my family. So we have the ability to make decisions and get out of the military and finally be together.
Like, yes.
Freedom. Me, you have more freedom to take a risk.
Making it to where our family finally gets to be together. And that's how things feel for
yes.
me.
Yes.
Bless.
Oh, Morgan, stop.
It's not stuff and things. It's, oh my goodness, I'm going to hoard this and we're going to be able to
yes.
make decisions and get out and feel like we have the ability to do that. It's freedom.
Yeah.
It's freedom.
It's amazing. And it's not truly like not something that I truly never thought it was on the cards for me. Like, which, so it's crazy. Like, we talk about Harry quitting his job one day. Yeah. Like, that's crazy, guys. Like, yeah. I've always been the not career oriented person.
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
never had a lot of direction or understood what I wanted to do in that space. I just knew I wanted to be a mom, honestly. And until that happened, I couldn't clear my head of it. Like,
yeah.
And then so to be in a position to be able to like look into the future and like, you know, I opened my own company and like Harry's my employee and like yeah. that's so cool.
Same.
Love that.
Like, yeah, I just employed my husband.
I remember like going in to sign the papers and just being like, wow, like I can't believe this is happening. Like I can't believe that I have this opportunity to like make a difference in this way in my family when I never thought I would. I always thought that I would, you know, be financially a dependent in our family, like it compared to him. And it's just like, it's just crazy. It's just such a cool.
I always knew I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I always knew I wanted to stay home with my babies.
Yeah.
And then when we figured out like we wanted to get out of the military after I started content creation, I was like, oh my goodness, like I get to do what I want. And we still get to get out of this lifestyle that we're not thriving in.
Yeah.
It's really a win-win.
Is
it hard at times? Am I tired? Yeah.
Yes.
It's really a win-win that I will never not be grateful for. Even if it ends tomorrow, like the time I had doing it, I was so grateful for, you know?
Right. And I feel like it's just so empowering as well. Like just having like that different dynamic for our kids to even look at, like I have two girls. And so I want them, like I've always been like career driven. Like that's just been my thing. But now I'm like I'm a boss, and like, just to see them look at me, like, I want them to look at me and be like, I want to be like my mom. Like, I want to be like her and like, be like a great mom, but also killer businesswoman. Yeah, girl, I'm giving you all my juju. I'm giving you like good juju through the phone. I know you're trying. But no, seriously, I feel like it's empowering. I feel like, you know, as content creators, you shouldn't do it to set out to make money. Like you should do it because you want to connect and you want to help others. You really need to have the focus of that. The benefit of being to the point where you can be in the career, it's like, because we get to spend more quality time with our family, because we get to build whatever life we want for our family, not just because of the fame or just the accolades. Like, I think like having that groundedness in it, those are the ones that get rewarded. And like you said, it's also very inconsistent. I will say, like, we just dropped a few numbers, which creators don't really talk about. There's actually a very lack of knowledge at like what we're supposed to be charging. Like, what, like, I feel like we don't actually really...
Can this put this into perspective really quick?
Yeah.
I've been only making money from doing it. So a year and a half. I got my first paid partnership at like February. So like less than a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I charged like $100 for it.
Girl, yeah. So we did. No.
My first one was free.
Well, I did. Oh, no.
All the gifted?
For free.
Yeah.
I did so many for free.
Yeah.
Like, you don't start and off the money. It's a lot of it.
Yeah.
You do a lot of this work for free. And I think we can all connect on the fact that I was doing this work for free while I was on maternity leave. And it was like a fun hobby. And like, ideally I wanted to figure out if I could make money, cause I didn't want to go back to work. I was like, I'll do anything to not have to go back to work. And so But like, let's put it into perspective. Like, I was literally doing deals for $100. Like, yeah. I did multiple. I remember like getting $300 for one and being like,
"Yeah, this is amazing!" Like, but yeah,
I can't believe this. Like, it's happening, you know. And so
that was my,
you know, it's yeah. And so, and I did a lot of that work that, and it wasn't making really a dent. It was like I was able to buy, go out for coffee more and like spend more money on like stuff like that, which felt really good too, right? Like that felt really good. It felt like freedom at the time as a stay-at-home mom with no income. Like, so, but yeah, like we have to put into perspective too. It's not like,
overnight.
Listen, I'm not like buying a mansion anytime soon. Like I'm not rich from this. I'm still hustling. I'm still, you know, but I will say this, if it stayed the way it is right now, like if I never, which we know this, the income exponentially grows, right? It's hard to gauge what you'll make from a year from now. It's very hard to make. There's no trajectory to really follow. It's a lot up to however it plays out. But if I stayed where I am right now and I never made any more money than I make right now, but I stayed where I am, I'll never have to go back to like, this is my a career. It is the best career I've ever had. And I'm very, very grateful and happy with it. So I guess that's how I could put it into perspective.
No, I think that's 100% right. And I also think that I made up my salary. I worked for like corporate and I was able to make up my salary, which is such a blessing. And I think like, it's also like you have, being a creator is one thing, but you also have to have this business mindset. Like you think that, you know what I mean? Like you think, cause you have hundreds of thousands of followers. Like I thought at some point when I had this amount of followers that like Starbucks was going to be banging on my door and like everybody, like big brands would just find you, but it's not. You have to like know how to like stay on top of your email deadlines, negotiate for yourself. There's a bunch of skills that really, like, you could be a creator with 500K, 1,000 followers and not make any money if you don't know what you're doing. Like,
or if your audience isn't worth 500,000. Yeah. Like, that's something I had to learn was that, like, I had to learn that the hard way so many times is that, like, I need to understand my audience. You have to start and you go backwards, figure out your audience and your analytics and who you're reaching. And then you have to understand, like, what is it that they want? And like, you have to, it is very, very in depth. And like, people don't get how much thought goes into how can I monetize this?
Yes.
And how can this not be just for fun? And I think mom content creators specifically, like we are like, how do I say this without sounding ridiculous, but we are the consumer, like,
yes, we had the best ass followers. Like our followers buy shit, like moms.
And I didn't know that. Yes. Like, right. So, you know, and you go on these platforms that have all the influencer jobs listed and it's like mommy influencer. And you're like, damn, like I'm in high demand here. Yeah, like,
100%.
And you have to learn how to monetize that. But people don't realize, like, you can't just like get famous from one TikTok video and just cause you did a cool dance and then be able to monetize that dance somehow. Or like what we do is so calculated.
It's strategic.
That, like it is, there's a lot of strategy. I personally, I don't know, maybe it's more fluke for you guys, but I put a lot of strategy into it. If I'm going like on a trip or something and I'm like, oh, like I'm trying to get that deal 2 months from now.
Yeah.
I'm going to like post some like bait for the brands to see, like, I can do this content. It can perform on my page. People will engage with it. So, and then I can pitch it. Like, it's like, I think of stuff months ahead.
Okay.
Like, I'm strategizing.
I'm not that good.
Always.
That's pretty good.
Because, like, you realize, like, you have to pitch yourself.
You do.
Like, and I know, and I have, you know, we have management and stuff that does that for us, but I think it's really important to understand what your skill set is. And like, what are you bringing to the table? Because there's a lot of competition out there, right? 100%. And like you have to, but people don't realize the strategy that goes into it. Like it's a lot of strategy, and you do have to have like a business mindset about it. It's not just none of us, the three of us, are doing this by like fluke anymore.
No.
Like this is a formula that we are tweaking but it is a formula that we have created. And you know, it's very much like we are, it's our by design. I always say that to my friends. I'm like, whatever I do is by design. Just trust me.
Literally,
what
you're saying in one little knot is like, yeah, you can have 500,000 followers, But if you can't actively keep them all engaged, you're not going to make anything.
Anything.
It's true. You could have 500,000 followers, but you only get 1,000 views and no one's going to pay you anything.
Anything. Because people look at that.
That's an old style influencer, right? Follow you doesn't mean
they want your stuff. Like every single time you make a video, you have to think, what is going to make them stop and watch?
Yes. 100%.
Those first 3 seconds, I'm always
like, what am I doing? What's my hook? 100%.
100%. What's the hook? What's the CTA?
Right. So much strategy involved. I feel like, I mean, I'm so glad we're having this conversation, like transparently, because I think that's just something I didn't know going into it. Like I saw your face light up when Katie was talking, just like that going from gifted to like charging and not even knowing what my worth was. I was like, wait, I can get money. Oh my God.
I still don't know.
I still don't even know my worth.
Changes daily. Like changes literally daily. I'm like,
I don't know.
Keep up with the change.
Right. So it's
it also is like, you could be worth something completely different to one brand than you are to another. Which is fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I get paid differently to different brands. It's inconsistent. And like, And then there's some people that come after you. They're just like, yeah, I'll give you like koozies and meats for like 500 posts for like the commission. I'm like, no, we're past this. Do you even like, no, you
know, we're too hard.
I'm not doing that. I'm a vegan. I'm not, but like, you know, it's just like random. You get so much random stuff. I know we've been like, I feel like there's so much fruitful conversation here before we pop. I would love to
Nap time for my twins.
Okay. We got, let's do it. One piece of advice that you would give someone starting out, what would it be? Katie, I'll start with you.
I would say, I think like what you have to really get a few things straight with yourself and have a conversation with yourself. And you have to decide if you can do this without letting the instant gratification and the validation become an obsession. Like, I think you have to be really clear with yourself that you're not going to let that become the motivator, because it's a slippery slope. And a lot of content creators and influencers have major, major mental health issues.
Oh, 100%.
And the other thing I would say is, I think my biggest thing to people would be, look, don't try to be something you're not, because that will get tired. You will get tired of creating content that doesn't feel real, genuine, authentic, or easy.
Yes.
Like Morgan and I vlog a lot. I vlog a lot.
No.
The reason why is because I don't have to come up with a concept. It's like very like easy for me to just, I feel so lucky all the time. I'm like, I'm sharing just like what I'm going to do anyway that day. So like I think it's important that people stick with stuff that feels genuine to them and authentic. Don't try to like put out a persona or something that you think is interesting. You will get really, really tired of forcing that. Whereas if you do something authentic that you genuinely are doing on a daily basis, it is just easier. It's just easy. It makes sense, because this job isn't as easy as people think it is. So you need to have a niche or a brand or however you want to say that's authentic to you. And if you can't commit to that and you don't want to share that authenticity and that real whatever you are and what you're doing, then maybe this isn't going to be for you.
Yeah.
Those are like the two things that I say those things to people that I know, like my friends and family and stuff. So those are my kind of point.
No, I completely agree with that, because like immediately, Katie, that made me think of like my evening like cleanup videos.
Yes, I love those.
Like, you're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it anyways. And sometimes people are brutal to me in the comments, and they're like, "We know you made this mess so you could make content out of it." And I'm like,
"Yeah, okay."
I wish this mess, but I love that you think that I'm that dedicated, but. The thing is like, I'm going to do that anyways. This is my real life. My house gets so messy, but I'm going to clean it up. And if you watching me clean it up helps you and clean up your house and encourages you to keep a tidy home, and it makes you feel better about the messy house that you have because you had normal human toddlers running around, then like, I'm happy to post it. I'm happy to take the occasional roast because it's my real life. And like, that's something like, I'm just not going to hide, because my kids are kids, man. They throw their toys and things throughout the day, and life is life.
Yeah.
It's the best of us sometimes, but like doing authentic things like that, where I'm just literally cleaning up my house.
Yeah.
To make people feel less alone is fun for me. Like, I look forward to posting that video because I'm like, look, we're all messy sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it gives you stamina in the career because you're not trying to constantly come up with something interesting or the new angle. Like you're being yourself and people either are going to like it or they're not. And sometimes when they don't like it, that's fine too. But
yeah,
I think that's like a major thing.
I think that's so true. And it's like, find your joy and whatever you enjoy doing and just keep that, protect your peace. I love what you said earlier, Morgan, like protect your peace. Cause
I'm going to start doing that more. I don't think I'm very good at that.
You got to protect your peace. And I think that like on it, like, I think you guys both said, like, I don't like vlogging that much. Maybe if I did throw up a video and didn't think about it too much, but like what naturally comes to me, I like being funny, like ideas, songs, that shit comes to me in my sleep. Like I don't try hard. Like people are like, how'd you come up with that? It like takes me 2 seconds. It's just natural. That's like, exactly. And so,
and that sets you apart. Like that sets you apart.
Right.
Like I love that content from you.
Right. And so I feel like it's finding your thing and like sticking to it. But I also will say like moms are just like natural influencers, period. So if you're a mom and you're thinking about creating, we all are looking for advice. We're all looking to connect. We're all looking to share. So you have that ability, but like understand what makes you uniquely you. If you're a twin mom, you even got niched down more. I feel like all of us probably became something having our twins is already a community that like wants to hear from you. So you even got that.
I wouldn't even have done this genuinely. Oh, I don't even think I would have started twins. Sharing, but I felt like I was on a journey that I needed to connect with people
100%.
On the internet because I didn't have people in real life that understood me.
Exactly.
So I think the twins is a huge factor for me
huge
because
factor.
That was the reason I was so desperate for that like connection with people.
Exactly. So find that thing that you feel like sets you a little bit apart or like the thing that you search for on the internet. Like if you're looking, maybe your child's autistic, if you find that, you know, like whatever you uniquely are passionate about, that's the type of stuff you want to share. But I know we've talked way longer, y'all. This went 30 minutes longer than we were supposed to. I feel like we could go. I just wish we were all in the same place.
I wish we could just all have a sit down and have a coffee together.
Seriously. We'll make that happen at someday in the future. But seriously, thank you all both. If you all want to follow either one of these great 10 moms, you can do Morgan Kunze. She's on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. And Katie Hillier is on Instagram. And When Katie Met Harry is her TikTok channel. But thank you. Appreciate you all. And this has been that Twin Mama Conversation. See y'all next time.
Bye, guys.
And that is it for today's episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. But before we bounce, I'm going to leave y'all with two requests. The first is, if you are enjoying this podcast, please follow along and leave us a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever your preferred platform is. These ratings do a lot for our engagement, but also gives us the inspiration, the push to keep on showing up for you all week after week with some great content that we are sure you're going to enjoy. And secondly, follow us on our socials. You can find me at That Twin Mama Podcast on Instagram and at That Twin Mama on YouTube. On Instagram, you'll see a lot of short form versions of these videos, but a lot of content that relates to the subject matter week after week that I am sure you're going to love. So until then, again, thank you for showing up. Thank you for all your support. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Peace, y'all.